to school. Hooray for Peter. Hooray for Peter. Morris goes to school. Morris the Moose wanted candy. He went to the wrong store. Can you read? The man at the store said, "We don't sell candy." Mm-mm. Then he showed Morris the candy store. The man in the candy store said, "What would you like?" Morris looked at the candy. He liked the gumdrops. He said, "Give me some of those." The man said, "They are one for a penny. How much money do you have?" Morris looked. He had 6 pennies. "I have 4 pennies," he said. The man laughed. "You have 6? Can't you count? Don't you go to school?" Morris asked. "What is school?" The man said, "I will show you. But first, here are 6 gumdrops. They are 1 for a penny, and you have 6 pennies. Morris cannot say anything. His mouth was full of gumdrops. Morris swallowed the gumdrops. Then he said, "My name is Morris the Moose. I want to learn to count. I want to learn to read, too. I like candy." His friend said, "Hello, Morris. Welcome to our class. Please sit at a desk." Morris tried, but he didn't fit. He had to sit on top of the desk. "We will now study the alphabet." Miss Vine said, "This is an A. This is a B." Morris hid under the desk. He yelled, "Where's the B? I'm afraid of B." "They stink." Miss Vine said, "I meant the letter B. This one here. It doesn't sting." Then Miss Vine said, "And next there is C." "Oh, I like the C," Morris said. "I love to swim." "No, no," said Miss Vine. "I meant the letter C. This one here." And next, Miss Vine said, "There is C and E and F, G, H, I." Morris yelled, "I have an I. I have 2 of them. Miss Vine said, "I meant the letter I." "Morris, please don't hug it again." Morris didn't. Morris couldn't. Morris wasn't there. He had to leave the room. A girl cried, "Stop! You can't come in here. This is for girls. The other one is for boys." Morris told Miss Vine there is no door for a moose. Miss Vine put up a sign. When Morris came back, Miss Vine said, "Now we will spell cat. It's spelled C-A-T. Dog is spelled D D-O-G. Morris looked sad. What is the matter, Morris? Asked Miss Fine. Morris said, you didn't spell moose. Did anyone spell moose? Asked Miss Fine. A voice said, M-O-S-E. A girl said, no, no, it is M-O-O-C-E. You are both wrong, said Miss Fine. It is spelled M-O-O-S-E. Morris said, oh, I am hard to spell. Miss Fine said, I think it is time for lunch. The children opened their lunch boxes. Some of them had cheese sandwiches. Some had cream cheese and jelly sandwiches. Some had hamburgers. Each of them had a piece of fruit. Fruit? But Morris had nothing. He ate lunch anyway. After lunch, children played some ball and some jump rope. Morris did both at the same time. Miss Fine said, children, now it is time to rest. The children rested on their desks. Morris tried, but he was too big. Miss Fine let him use her desk. When rest time was over, Miss Fine said, wake up, it is time to finger paint. Morris said, I will hoof paint. You can tell which painting he did. Miss Fine said, now we will study a man who would like to count. A boy counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, no, said Miss Fine. Who knows what comes after 8? Morris said, I know. Bedtime. 9 is the answer, said Miss Fine. 9 comes after 8. Who knows what comes after 9? A girl counted her on her fingers. 10, she said. 10 comes after 9. Miss Fine said, that's right. Morris looked sad. What is the matter, Morris? Asked Miss Fine. Morris had up his hooves. I can only count to 4. He said. Miss Fine said, you can count higher than that. I will show you. She counted on Morris's hooves. Then she counted on Morris's hooves.
I've been working on the railroad. What
like this. I know what tracks are, Morris said. Firemen climb them. No, no, said Miss Fine. Firemen climb ladders. Ladders go up like this. Mar said, let's sing another song. I'm learning a lot. Miss Fine said, no, we just have time for a game. Let's play make-believe. A girl said, I am a tree. A boy said, I am a monkey. Another boy said, I am a moose. Morris and the children laughed. Morris went to the coat closet. He said, I am a coat closet. The children laughed again. Miss Fine laughed too. Then the school bell rang. Morris asked, Is that the ice cream man? Miss Fine said, no, it is time to go home. Morris gave the children their coats. The children and Morris said, goodbye, Miss Fine. Miss Fine said, I will see you all tomorrow. Morris ran to the forest. He took money from his hiding place. He wanted candy. This time, he went to the right store. How to hoop? a clothes closet, and I learned all the numbers and the alphabet. The man said, "You mean all the letters, don't you?" Morris wanted to say, "Oop." Morris tried to say yes, but Morris couldn't. His mouth was full of gumdrops. The end.